St. Louis area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. Donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil changed for only $9.95. Ends December 16th. Westbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway westbound, an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic. Westbound on 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, traffic is lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, no troubles either. But on eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway, remember, bridge crews are out and the left lane is closed. The exit ramp is also down until Sunday morning, so 11th or 14th Street would be the alternates. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic is slowing. Eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th, a slowdown. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Karen Carpenter.
Yep.
Yeah. From her Christmas album.
Yeah.
Hey, how about you're on a cruise ship and pirates attack? I mean, this is unbelievable. There are about 24 of these attacks a year, but they're not usually on cruise ships. Can you imagine we were on our cruise? And you know, like everybody's going, hey, let's go and get some ice cream. It's all-inclusive. Machine gun. Holy Mac, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Nobody got hurt, but that's amazing. These guys had full automatic rocket launcher.
Where was the cruise to? Because they were from Somalia, right?
Yeah, it was down to...
around Africa?
Yeah. Down the Cape Coast there, south. But, boy, that's the last thing you'd expect.
I have to wonder if calling them pirates is not a nice way of saying terrorists.
Well, that's what they are these days.
That's right.
But it's even awkward to hear the name pirates. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Pat.
How you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Fine, thank you. A friend of mine knows the guys that are not down in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're going to do it the way they're doing it with the headache ball is because they need to fill up the stadium because of the holes in there.
Oh, because of the, yeah.
And instead of employing it.
What?
The stadium's a big hole. The stadium's down how many levels below street
level? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so they'll use it for fill.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're going to pound that stadium, the concrete down.
Yeah,
I'm not going to remove it at all.
That makes sense.
I think the field is like three floors below street level?
Exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Three or four, yeah.
I never realized that.
No.
Yeah.
All right, good information there, Pat.
All right, kid.
Thank you for the
call. Have a good day.
All right, kid.
Yeah.
I thought you said Jerry. I think it's current day.
What? Maybe you think it's Jerry Frank. Or something. Here's Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Frank.
Jane.
How are you doing?
Good.
I just wondered if you saw the guy on the Today Show this morning that got super glued to the...
Yes, I did. The Home Depot guy.
Okay. Did you hear how much he's asking in punitive damages?
Yeah, he wants $3 million.
$3 million.
Yeah. And by the way, he was sitting on the couch. It looked like he could sit down okay to me.
He probably glued his own butt to that.
You know what? That is a great...
Find a huge company and take advantage of it.
No, that's not a bad... you could be a detective. That's not a bad idea.
And you're not going to get that hurt by it? So you're just going to have a little skin, maybe, that is affected?
I think skin off your butt hurts. But you know what? If he planted it, how would you ever prove it that he didn't do it himself? They will. He'll break. You know, they'll question him. He'll screw up and he'll
question
get depositions that
times.
Don't match. He'll do himself in if that's true.
Well, you know what I thought though. I remember back in the old KUSA days, and Terry Daly always wrote songs and had a song every week. He could write one hell of a song about that, couldn't he?
Yeah, well, it's sure good. All right, Jane.
And I hope my nephew Bruce over in Shrewsbury is listening.
Why?
Well, because he loves you.
Well, then we hope he's listening too.
And he loves me too.
Well, good. Thank you, John.
Thank you. All bye-bye. Right.
And here would be Dave. Hello, Dave.
Oh, Frank. Hello, gang.
Hey, Dave.
You know, Frank, in defense of Kurt Warner, the reason he maybe didn't sound like he knew he was talking to her for a while, there was a new host every week on that morning show.
You know, he's got a good point.
That could have been pretty confusing. I never knew who you were going to get.
That's a very good point.
In the interest of full disclosure, I think you guys are you're holding back some news, maybe that you guys are you're not giving us all the news about this implosion in there. This,
well, it's headache ball, yeah.
The headache ball. Mm-hmm. I understand that KTRS brought in Mike Tyson, and he got a little confused when he was supposed to be doing the countdown. And
I believe the problem with your bid here, Dave, is he's spelling.
I understand that, but I understand he got really confused.
He's really stupid.
That would be confused if you have letters instead of numbers. But I got to give you credit for trying to contribute to the show by using the same crap we use over and over. At least you
I
get...
didn't want to throw anything new in
no,
there.
No, no, don't ever
no.
do that.
Who wants that?
I might throw everybody off.
Yeah, at least you do get the routine. Thank you, Dave.
All right,
bye-bye. I want to do one bit of business. We're going to talk with a guy who has a real unusual story. We spoke with him back at the implosion of the arena. He was actually living homeless in the arena and didn't know that it was going to be imploded and could have died had he not gotten
Why are you bringing him up? Why?
Well, because now he moved to Busch Stadium and he was living in the sort of the bowels of Busch Stadium. And now he's got to move again. It's a sad story.
Bad karma.
And now again, he has to find some place to go. We're going to have him on just as soon as I talk a little bit about Germex. We are... I don't hear a lot of sneezing and stuff yet from people. Like, everybody has a cold. You know that you get to that point in the winter where you go, everybody at work has a cold, everybody I know has a cold. It's coming, and it's going to be passed along hand to hand, and, you know, more reason than ever to have Germex, to have it in your car, to have it in your purse, to have it in your satchel, your baby bag.
Did you see on, I can't remember what news channel, they were talking on the news about some staph infection that was going around.
Does it get the whole staff? Is that what they
get? Yeah, it gets the entire staff. But it causes some rashes and stuff, and they were talking about that and talking about just getting into the cold and flu season. And the thing that the doctor stressed was to wash your hands.
Right. And sometimes you're not near soap and water. That's why they call it waterless hand sanitizer. I mean, how much more concise can you put it than that? It's waterless. It sanitizes, and it's for your hands. And it's so easy to carry. They make a little 2-ounce bottle just for that reason, so it will be convenient. And we really would appreciate it if you ask for it by name and tell the store you're in if they don't carry it, that they're making a big mistake, that they have an opportunity to give customers a better product that costs less than some of the other stuff that's no better. The other stuff's not any better. It costs more. Germex. And the fact that it's made right here in St. Louis, and if you're AM in the PM, you want to support the products. And we don't throw any products at you that aren't good ones, and this is a good one. You're going to need to keep it on hand. Stock up now. Get a big old big pump-sized bottle like we do here for school, if you're a teacher, or for home. Germex waterless hand sanitizer. They also make a wonderful soap that you can keep. We have three or four of them in the kitchen, the bathrooms, and that's that miracle magic liquid that turns to foam soap in various fragrances. Germex, ask for it by name. This was a story that only KTRS covered back when it happened, and we are the only station that this man bothered to call because we were the only ones that threw his plight out to the public. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Tom Nottingham. Tom lived in the arena, and no one knew for... Was it like 5 years that you were even living there?
Yeah, it was close to 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, and you managed to just sort of stay out of everybody's way, and once everything was shut down and there was no event there, you knew all the little nooks and crannies and janitorial rooms and places to hide, and you lived off of leftover concessions, basically. Everybody leaves a little piece of hot dog, a little bit of chips in the bag, some peanuts, and then you had to move on, and you went to Busch Stadium.
Yeah, I did.
How long now have you lived in Busch Stadium?
I guess it's been four and a half, 5 years.
Four and a half, 5 years.
Yeah. Mr. Nottingham, could I ask you, it sounds to me like you're riding on the Metrolink. Is that where you are now?
No.
I'm
in Busch Stadium right now.
No, he's in Busch Stadium. I think you had said off the air you're going to stay in the northern. The last part to go is the north section, and you're going to stay there until the very last minute that you have to get out.
I'm just... Ooh, there was a noise there. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
that
yeah. Headache ball, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That I am. I'm in the North End, which, like you say, is the last one to go, and I'm just going to hang out here as long as I can, you know.
It's going
to
be noisy and dusty, though.
Yeah. Do you have some kind of a dust mask? A dust mask or anything? Because it's going to get... And somebody may hear you now who didn't know you were in there, and they may want to go in and get you out. But you're going to be tough to find, because you know all the places to hide.
I mean, nobody's found me for 4.5 years. I know where all the relish packets are, and I know where the little concession hideouts are, and there's nobody going to find me.
Well, I mean, just on the news this morning and late yesterday, they said they found these valuable documents in a room. They had just overlooked them. I mean, they were old photos, and I mean, and they said it would have been an absolute shame for them to be part of the rubble, and they pulled them out, because how do you not go through every drawer? I mean, come on, this is a file. How do you not do that before you demolish it? If they could overlook that, they could probably not find you. And you think you have, what, maybe 4 months or so to before you have to get out of the north section?
They're saying June, aren't they?
I think so.
Well, yeah.
You did like you did at the arena. You kept the portable radio. Let's just kind of go over how you've survived. Obviously, when it's closed, there are plenty of restrooms, always were, in Busch Stadium. Sure. So you had a place to go. You had to clean up at the sinks. You even used, I understand, some of the private suite and box showers when nobody was around. You knew where security was placed
Middle
of the night.
So, yeah, I do all that stuff.
You have a little point?
And I've gone through those files. I've seen those files you're talking about, too. All those old photos and that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't do me any good. I don't need any of that.
No. Now, what happens to you after you have to evacuate? Now, where do you go? What's next?
I don't know. I'm still trying to plan it out.
How about next door? The new place.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go over there and check out the basement and see what that's like down there. I know this area real well. Of course, I knew the arena real well. I guess next door would have some good places to hide, too. I don't know.
Hey, you can move into the arch. That'd be a beautiful place.
Down below the leg of the arch.
I don't know that that's a big enough area for me. I like to move around.
Well, you said you got plenty of exercise. You used to do the entire circumference of the arena. Uh-huh. You tried to do it 4 times a day at least down in the basement.
Well, I'm in good shape, all right.
Yeah. How old are you, Mr. Nottingham?
I'm 63.
Really?
63, yeah. That's not bad.
Well, now there's no water at the old Busch Stadium anymore.
Not now. What are you doing for water?
Yeah. I sneak out occasionally. But you know what? I stockpiled up some stuff, too. I got some water. I got some soda.
Yeah.
I got a couple of those, those big cans that you put, like a pre-mixed post. I don't know what they call it, but I got soda and water, so I got liquid.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, how will you... hygienically, I mean, I guess you'll just go to a place where there's a public restroom and go in there and take what they call a horse bath, just splash under your arms and stuff, and then go back to under Busch Stadium.
Yeah, well, I've done that. I've taken a lot of those horse baths anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Horse
bath.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, man, I mean, you find a home, you get comfortable, and then here they come and destroy it, too. This is,
I know it. Man,
this is, twice for you now.
I
think if you can find a home in the down in the bowels of the new stadium, you're going to be there for quite a while. That's not going
anywhere. I hope that thing stays around a while.
Have you ever thought about Savas Center going back to... where the Blues play.
That's a good place. That would have been a good last year. You'd have had a lot of time when nobody was in there.
Well, maybe that's a good idea to do that, too, you know?
Well, Mr. Nottingham, good luck to you. And be careful, because, man, I don't know how you managed to escape them when they were going through the place, but be careful. You do not want to get hit with a headache.
Oh, no.
No, I'm way away from it. Whoa, there it was. Did you hear it right there?
Yeah.
There it was right there.
Yeah. All right, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tom Nottingham.
What was that? Tom Nottingham.
Lived in the bowels of the arena.
I feel so sorry for him.
I do, too. Really? I do, too. Now he's going to have to...
It's like he's cursed.
It's like he's Mr. Hard Luck.
And he's an older guy. It's one thing when
he's
younger and you can...
He's 63. He's not that old. I mean, good night.
That's pretty old.
Yeah, come on.
Terry's close.
It is to you, Peon. But he sounds like just a nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
I was going to say you have to pack up, but there's nothing to pack up. He doesn't really own it. Yeah.
Probably has a toothbrush, maybe.
He told me his clothing. He wore a lot of the personnel, the vendors. They had
supply closets where they kept jackets, uniforms, mm-hmm. pants, mm-hmm. and that's what he'd wear.
He walks around with a jacket named Dave, although his name's Tom.
Exactly. Yeah, what was he wear? So good luck to him. Do we have to wait to break, I think?
Yeah.
Before we do that, let me... Well, go ahead and break. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Geraldo at large, Florida. His car slams into an innocent bystander. He drives with a body through his windshield and doesn't even notice. Should this 94-year-old have been behind the wheel? And will some states soon be pulling elderly drivers off the road? Geraldo investigates. Plus, they're young, they're beautiful, they're educated, and they're schooling our sons at SEC.
A little bit of similarity to the sound of his voice. Back to the phones, and here's Randy. Hello, Randy.
Yeah, I just had to call in and commend you guys on doing a story like that because, you know, nobody else is really going to cover that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's human interest. It's human interest.
Yeah, and exactly. But, you know, my point is more along the lines of you guys getting recognition for that. I don't know what kind of radio awards come out annually or whatever, but I hope that people take note of this so that when it does come up, you know, they look to you and give you guys a net for, or give you guys a nod for having the best kind of coverage for that type of a story.
I'm
serious because I mean, there's a lot of homeless, and we just don't, you know, we're not that's not brought to our attention.
No,
we ignore the homeless.
You brought this to our attention. That's the kind of thing that could spur us on to try to get more involved with people like that out in the outdoors.
Yeah. Well,
so I just really want to commend you guys for that.
Well, thank you for acknowledging us because nobody else seems to want to. They just want to turn a blind eye to that kind of thing.
The homeless.
Yeah, but thank you, Randy.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I don't pat ourselves on the back.
No. Well,
that was really nice what he said.
Yeah, it was.
It was very nice what he said. Hey, coming up here in the next hour, we got an email from a guy who lives in Barnhart, Missouri, and he says that other people tell him he has a great voice.
Hmm.
So he's going to call us here. We're going to put him on the phone. We're going to find out if he has a great voice. And if he does, then, who knows? This could be the first step in a stair step to stardom kind of situation. And we have... we're going to have to discuss a little bit, maybe if we can next hour. This guy, Jim Massey, a former Marine Staff Sergeant. What a loser. This is the guy who went around after he got out telling of these atrocities that the Marines were committing, shooting children, and what he witnessed. He made it all up. He made it all up, and he's admitted now that, well, that didn't really happen.
What a scum.
Yeah, he even said that he himself shot a 4-year-old girl in the head. Then the next time he told the story, it was a 6-year-old girl. And then finally, the press, who had carried this crap, started thinking, wait a second, the stories don't match up. And then they interviewed some people who were actually at these sites at that time. He didn't know what he's talking about. No idea what he's doing. A guy, what do you do? That's like a life in the stockade.
Yeah.
When you do that to the Marine Corps... and you get out and say they're guilty of things they didn't even do, then you deserve some kind of... I'm going to actually see what happens to this guy. All right, before we get the news and into some guy with a deep voice who thinks he should be in radio, or at least his friends do, a reminder that you got a chance to go hybrid now through December 4th, which means you have a chance to win a Toyota Prius hybrid. That's the runs on electricity and runs on gasoline vehicle, gets up to 50 miles per gallon. I've got a car right now that on the highway gets 32, and man, I'm thinking, this is great, because it gives you a constant readout, and I'm thinking, this is great. Well, 50 is even greater, and now gas is back down, so you'll really get your money's worth with that car. Find out more about how to win that and weekly cash at Argosy Casino Alton. Home of the Argosy Music Hall and home of Crab Legs, if you like them. Every Thursday night, all-you-can-eat crab legs. Outfitters Grill, Captain's Table Buffet, and a whole lot more. Argosy Casino Alton, it's 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase. As the cleanup continues from the killer twister that ripped through Indiana and Kentucky Sunday, the discovery of the latest victim brings the death toll to at least 22. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest from Newburgh, Indiana.
Authorities found a body in a pond they had drained at the Eastbrook Trailer Park, where 17 people had already been confirmed dead. In this neighborhood, survivors returned to begin cleanup. Demolition crews haul debris, homeowners snap photographs of the damage, Good Samaritans come around with coffee. about the only creature comfort in a neighborhood lacking electricity.
Four more American soldiers have died in Iraq, killed when their checkpoint was hit by a suicide car bomber south of Baghdad. And five Army Rangers have been charged with abusing Iraqi prisoners. They're accused of punching and kicking them. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from Osama bin Laden's former driver. He's challenging the U.S. government's right to establish military tribunals. University of Maryland law professor Michael Greenberger says the real question
is whether the Geneva Conventions are a source of law that foreign aliens who are being detained can access in the United States courts.
President Bush today firmly denied the U.S. tortures detainees. Australian officials say they're satisfied they've disrupted what they believe was the final planning stages of a large-scale terror attack with the arrest of 15 terror suspects. No word on the target. Philadelphia Eagles coach Andy Reid had some news on the status of Terrell Owens, who was suspended for four games for comments detrimental to the team.
He will not be returning to play for the team even after the conclusion of that suspension.
The players' union says it plans to fight the move. Now docked safely in the Seychelles, passengers of the cruise liner Seabourn Spirit, attacked by pirates off Somalia over the weekend, say they had to dodge bullets whizzing through the hallways. One said he was taking a picture of one pirate, but dropped the camera and ran when he aimed a bazooka at him. The passengers were not hurt. One crew member was hit by shrapnel. You're listening to ABC News.
All your life you've been told to
aim higher.
But if you have high cholesterol, your doctor may tell you to
aim lower.
And if diet and exercise aren't enough, ask about prescription Crestor. Crestor Vasuvastatin Calcium. A 10 milligram dose of Crestor along with diet can lower bad cholesterol by up to 52%. That's compared to 7% with placebo. Your results may vary. Crestor has not been shown to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. Crestor is not for everyone, including people with liver disease and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests are needed to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medications you're taking, or if you experience muscle pain or weakness, as they may be a sign of serious side effects. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal, or for more information, call 1-800-CRESTOR, or visit us at Crestor.com. There you'll also learn how AstraZeneca may be able to help if you can't afford your medications. If high cholesterol has your doctor saying, aim lower with Crestor.
At 4:03, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Thousands of Cardinal fans are downtown this afternoon where demolition has begun at Busch Stadium. KTRS's Chris Filsick is live near the stadium with the latest. Chris.
And Brian, most of those fans have made their way on to the destination now, many of them making their way on after the first ball drop on the rooftop of Busch Stadium. Those standing down on the street level didn't have much to see. They heard a loud boom, a slight jolt, and then a shake in the ground. But several hundred fans were on top of Stadium West parking garage, a few rented rooms in the Westin Hotel, to see a bird's-eye view of the start of the demolition of Busch Stadium. From today, it will take 60 days to bring half of it down to make room and make way for the new stadium to be open in time for April of 2006, an opening day. The second half of Busch Stadium will stand until June of next year, when they will bring it down to make room for Ballpark Village. Brian?
KTRS's Chris Filsick reporting live from downtown St. Louis. A proposal to temporarily suspend collection of a portion of utility tax will be introduced tomorrow night by a Shrewsbury County councilman. Republican Kurt Odenwald tells KTRS News that residents will suffer enough sticker shock on their natural gas bills this winter.
What I'm proposing to do to try to lessen that bite as much as we can is to lessen the tax that St. Louis County imposes on the sale of natural gas.
Odenwald says his proposal would suspend that collection for 2 months. He says it could save county residents and businesses $1.5 million. There's a broad coalition opposed to efforts by Illinois electric utility companies that could lead to significant rate increases of 35%.
This is Steve Klotz in Alton. State Representative Dan Beiser of Alton is joined by other elected officials and community leaders fighting higher consumer prices and loss of state oversight for Illinois electric markets.
The effort of utility companies to raise rates couldn't come at a worse time. With skyrocketing energy prices for natural gas, home heating oil, and gasoline, we all know that. Just last month alone, as it's reported, natural gas prices went up by 17%, and within the last year, they've doubled.
Beiser says these spikes affect lower-income citizens like seniors the hardest.
Saying she's ready for a brutal gubernatorial campaign, Illinois State Treasurer Judy Barr Topinka says she'll circulate petitions to run for governor next year. KTRS political analyst Dr. Ken Warren says incumbent Rod Blagojevich is vulnerable. Dr. Warren says many Democrats feel the governor has mismanaged state government.
His poll numbers are not very high at all, and he, in fact, some polls, the Zogby poll shows that he could be beaten, that he, in fact, is trailing different named Republican opponents.
Blagojevich will seek a second term next year. Topinka stopped short of announcing she's running, but says she expects to announce something official in the near future. And there is no organized opposition to a $13 million bond issue. It goes before St. Louis voters tomorrow. Mayor Slay, Aldermanic President Shrewsbury, and Comptroller Darlene Green all endorsing Proposition 1 that would provide some local matching funds for flood wall repair, upgraded emergency radio system, and bridge and road repairs as well. Simmons Cooper Market Report, Dow ends the day up 55, NASDAQ up 9, S&P was up 2. News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's Weather Plus forecast for tonight. Chance of scattered showers and storms mainly east of St. Louis, low 60, and tomorrow partly cloudy and a high of 79. 64 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic sponsored by McDonald's. Make dinner easy with McDonald's. Their premium chicken sandwiches, chicken selects, and premium salads are all perfect for dinner. Now you can rent a movie with dinner, too, at McDonald's. Westbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway westbound. The accident's been cleared. Southbound 270 between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry. Slow traffic. On westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, another slowdown. Westbound 40 at the Boone Bridge, traffic is slowing. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, no troubles. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, remember the left lane's closed, so is the exit ramp, so use 11th or 14th Street. Westbound 44 between Big Bend and 270, slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 270 at McDonald Boulevard, traffic starting to slow up. On eastbound 40 between Boyle and the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic running heavy now. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Vicki Newton. Let me see if this gets your attention. 125 miles to the gallon. Filling up once a month. Have I got your attention now? Well, today when you get home, turn on News 4 at 5 o'clock and see how cars right off the assembly line are being modified to get five times the mileage that you're getting now. Then at 10.
Tonight.
These guys played games with airplanes full of people.
A chilling account of air traffic out of control. News 4's Russell Kinsel investigates. Tonight at 10 on News 4.
Rachel Ray's Wedding Home Movies.
Rachel, will you have this man to be your husband?
Only Entertainment Tonight takes you inside her Italian castle ceremony. From their vows to their first kiss, we'll show you all the private moments caught on camera. Then, an Entertainment Tonight event. Our candid new interview with Barry Gibb. Why is he estranged from his only living brother, Robin?
Certain things were done to stop me from being involved.
On E.T.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
Heating bills are expected to rise up to 70% this winter. How would you like to reduce your energy consumption as much as 25%? Guaranteed.
I'd say that's amazing.
With Amazing Siding, you'll save 25% on your energy costs. Guaranteed. With the Amazing Insulated Wall System. Its attached 1 1/4-inch thick foam insulation provides an extra blanket of protection, giving your home an additional R4 or better.
With heating costs rising, your new home exterior from Amazing Siding can pay for itself quickly, saving you thousands on energy costs year-round.
Plus, you get the lowest price guaranteed. If you find the same system with the same warranty for a lower price, we'll pay you the difference plus $200.
25% energy savings guaranteed. That's amazing.
Call 636-532-1997. Call now and get free installation.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
Call Amazing Siding at 636-532-1997.
Hello, I'm Scott Sissel, president of Ameren's Illinois Utilities. I'm also an Ameren customer. At Ameren, we remain committed to supplying reliable electricity at the lowest possible cost. So when you turn on a lamp, it works. But just like everything else, costs are rising. As you may have heard, in 2007, the cost of supplying your electricity is expected to go up. 20 to 35% is one estimate. Today, we're looking for ways to help our customers manage the expected increases in a way that is fair to all. Again, nothing will change until 2007, but by working hard to keep costs low, we can ensure reliable electricity at the lowest possible cost now and in the future. To learn more, visit www.post2006.com. That's POST2006.com.
When you need tires, go where you'll have the most tires and the best selection to choose from. Go to Dobbs. Dobbs has the largest tire selection in town. Thousands and thousands to make sure we have the tires you need. And the best brand names as well. Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, Dunlop, Pirelli. The most tires, the best tires, and the best prices. Dobbs. And now, at all Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, all Goodyear and all Dunlop tires are now on sale all month long. That's right. That's all quality Goodyear and Dunlop tires, all on sale till the end of the month. So make plans now for the big Goodyear and Dunlop tire sale at any and all Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. That's all, folks. And when you're looking for great tires and expert auto care, where's the most convenient place to go? Dobbs. Dobbs has the most locations in town, one near you. So for your car, light truck, or SUV, you know where to go. Straight to one of our convenient locations, the most in town. Straight to Dobbs.
Chuck's Boots Superstore, while supplies last. Rocky Gore-Tex insulated hunting boots, now only $59.99. Only at Chuck's Hunting Boots Superstore, Highway 30 in Fenton.
Join the thousands of St. Louis homeowners who save hundreds of dollars every month by calling American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit, call 314-878-9999.
Coming in the spring of 2006.
Let's go!
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Good choice. Good song. This will make you feel better.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a five-hour power line.
Barbra Streisand.
Over there, like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turn.
So here's the deal on the email. And we have the guy on the line. Let me read you the email first. Originally came in, it was a few days ago. It says, Dear Frank, for the last 15 years, I've had at least a couple of people per week stop me and say what a great voice I have that I should be on radio.
Oh.
I have, for the last 15 years, said, thank you, that's nice of you, and gone about my business. Breaking my back, working 800 hours a week, that's a lot of hours.
Oh, it sure is.
As a retail store manager, after 15 years of hearing this, I'm thinking that there has to be an easier way to make a living to support my dozen or so children, and there may be something to this. Some people are slow to catch on. I have a great deal of respect for what you do every day. This must have gotten to the wrong station. And enjoy listening to the show. This is the best show on radio.
Wow. What did you say?
The best show on radio. I don't know that being a radio personality is in my future, but I was hoping that you might be able to give me some suggestions as how to pursue utilizing my voice in advertising. I appreciate your time and any efforts you can contribute to helping me become more like you. Well, you don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
And then he says, God help us all. Thanks again, Don Steinketter. I hope I got that right. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing good, Frank. How are you doing today?
Oh, man.
Oh man. Don. Oh, talk to me, honey.
This must be Karen. Hello, Karen. Hello. I've been waiting for that for a long time.
Hello, Don.
We used to a long time ago. We had Robert the Country Fox. Now we have Don the Country Steinketter.
Yeah.
And, Don, you don't really work 800 hours a week, but what do you do as a retail store manager? I mean, what kind of store is it?
It's a retail club environment. I know you,
it's one of those over across
one of those warehouse type clubs, yes.
Okay, like a Sam's Costco purchase. All
right.
And you do have a very rich voice.
Mm-hmm.
The dilemma here is
Al Brady Law is not in town today.
No.
Yeah, he's
our new program director.
Well, that's our new program director, and he'd be the guy to talk to. But the problem is we are trying to hang on to our own jobs here and wonder if we even have a chance at staying in the business. What would, if you did anything, what would you want to do? I mean, would you think you, are you a news type person, a sports person, or just sit around and chit chat, or do what we do, which we don't know what that is? What do you think you'd do?
Well, you know, a lot of times I really don't know what I'm doing, so that might fit the bill.
Perfect.
But, yeah.
That's our category.
Are you a good reader? I mean, can you read and not sound like you're reading?
I think I can. You know, my thoughts initially were, you know, maybe try to get something for, you know, a few hours a week or whatever it may be, an advertisement.
That's going to be tough.
Is that tough?
Yeah, that's going to be tough to make a living doing that because, I mean, you do a commercial. If you're lucky, you'll get a commercial or two, and then that's a few bucks, and that's it. Now what? I mean, that commercial keeps running, and you made a couple hundred dollars, and you can't live forever on that. So I guess my would you be able to just take calls and sit around and chit chat? I mean, there are people who just do that. Hey, us, for example.
Right. I'll sit right next to you and chit chat with you.
Yeah. Well, we don't want you here because you make us sound like women. Get your own show. Have you ever been in a radio station or talked to any radio people?
You know, I never have. I said I've heard it for years on end and just basically ignored it.
Are you a country music fan?
I am a country music
fan.
Okay,
you know what? Because you sound to me like a guy who could sit and play country music and talk about it and take some calls. You just sound to me like a voice that fits. And we can use you in this town. Because here's what we have in this town now. We have Cornbread and Pig or whatever it is and Big D and Bubba. That's who we have now. And, you know, I think, you know, right along with Don or Country Music Don or something would be, there's got to be a place for that. Because I can't imagine that everybody with their country music wants to hear hee-haw, you know, and some corn pone, bubba, country, corn something. And if you know country music and you like country music, my first suggestion, I'm serious, would be to get a hold of one of the country stations and just see if they'd let you come in and sit in. And do basically what you've done with us. So you just wanted to see if it was sort of a fit.
You know, the problem is we're the only people that do that.
This show
is the only people that let complete strangers come in and do it.
Yeah. So what we might have to do one day is go country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don can or go country for 15 minutes.
Don country.
Well, yeah, 15 minutes isn't going to feed my dozen children or so.
Don, it's just an audition, Don.
Okay.
Now, Don, this is twice. In the letter and now to us, you've said your dozen children or so. Have you really lost count?
I have lost count. No, actually, I have seven kids.
Oh,
seven?
Seven kids. Seven grandkids.
So you lied to get attention. You're perfect. you're perfect for radio. You lied on your audio resume. Well, the tough thing is don't know what to tell you because you are, that would be where I'd put you, would be, now there's a state, you know, and there are a couple other stations, a Wentzville station and a station out by Mexico, Missouri, but you can't, you know, you've got a job, you certainly don't want to leave it. I would say they're always looking for late night people, somebody in the evening or the weekends. I'd start there. I'd go and say, hey, you know what, you need somebody to sit down and just play a little music on the weekend. Try that.
Where do you live, Don?
I live out in Barnhart. It's right outside of St. Louis. So.
Well, here's the other thing. There are, the other stations do listen to this show. I promise you they're listening.
Everybody listens to your show, Frank.
If you call us and get your name, they'd have to admit that they listened.
Right.
And that's that has to be painful for them. But I didn't want to call because of your letter. You sound like a nice guy. You sound like a nice guy on the phone. And that's why you're probably too nice for radio. I mean, seriously, I don't know that you're enough of a jerk to work your way in, but you never know. Somebody may hear this, one of the outlying stations. What I will tell you at this point in your life, you have to want to do it for fun. You're talking about changing careers. That's a long, long, long shot.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, well, I figured it was probably a long shot, but, you know, I figured if there's anybody in the business to talk to, you'd be the guy.
Now, let me tell you something else you might want to check into that I think you would be absolutely perfect for, and it's not for the money, but just the satisfaction, and that's the service over in Lady of the Snows for the Blind, where they read the paper, they read books to them. I think you'd have a wonderful voice for blind people to listen to.
That goes well with the face for radio, huh?
No, I'm serious. I think that there are certain people that after a while they grate on you. Us, for example. Yeah. But you, if you're reading a book or a lengthy article, magazine article to people who are blind, I think you could do it and they'd never get tired of hearing it. That's something to look into to at least get comfortable. And I think they'd probably love to have it.
It's better than reading books for the deaf people.
Yeah. This is true.
That's a horrible.
It's called RIS, Radio Information Service.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
Check into it. And then you'll have some audition tapes because you will have done something and you'll have something to play for somebody.
Yeah, and
that's a good idea.
I missed it. Did Don say what he does for a living?
Yeah, he works like a Costco Sam's warehouse. He's a retail manager in one of those stores.
Oh, man. You're doing better than radio.
And by the way, Terry would have said that no matter what you did. But you know what? I'm going to hang on to your number here because the other thing I'd like to do is if we have somebody who's out one day and maybe short notice, we'll call you. You have to have you come in here.
Oh, hey, that'd be fantastic.
It'd be fun. We'd love to have you pop in and you don't sound like you'd be very nervous to me. So we'll hang on to your number, Don.
Somebody else called and made a suggestion, KDHX. He could get on.
They don't pay anything over there, though. I think, as a matter of fact, literally, they do not pay anything.
Sure, if he comes in here, he won't get paid anything.
I'm saying to put together some sort of a tape or something. You can go in and do it.
You know what? If you come in here, we'll record the time you sit with us, and you'll have that to play somebody. Just cut our part out so it makes you sound better. But we'll hang on to your number, and I'm glad you wrote it. You sound like a nice guy, and if we have a chair available one day, Dan will call you and say, hey, can you come in on whatever day? And hopefully you come in and join us.
Hey, guys, that sounds fantastic. Okay. And I appreciate you calling, or me calling.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Somebody called.
Well, you wrote. Yeah, we called.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, Don, thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you all.
Bye. See you, Don.
All right. Bye now.
Yeah, he's got that.
He's got that voice.
He's got that Davy Lee kind of.
Gerald said that he thinks that his voice sounds better than Don.
Here we go. And it's not just the voice. It's Don sounded like a likable person. Yeah. Let's see how likable Gerald sounds. Hello, Gerald.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I don't like him.
I do. Ooh, hi, Gerald.
Wait a minute. You know what? We have another candidate.
Yeah.
He's got a good voice, too.
We ought to have, we call it Balls Off. We'll have a balls off competition.
Karen would win that.
I am loving that.
All the deep voice guys together. It's like American Idol, American Testicles. Let the audience vote on a winner. Gerald, what do you do?
Well, I've talked to you several times, Frank. I work as an air traffic controller.
Wow, man.
I have actually talked to you several times, and I actually have met you. Down at Spirit Airport.
Well, I bet these pilots who fly into St. Louis know this guy when they're coming in. Oh, this guy sounds like something from a movie.
And see, to me, that's a boring job. it is air traffic control.
Can I hear a little tower talk?
What would you like? American 123, taxi to Mission Hall, runway 30 left.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. That's the kind of stuff we don't usually get here.
American 123, clear for takeoff, fly runway heading.
Maybe you can put out a CD of just telling.
I don't know who would buy it besides pilots.
Yeah, holding this for 30 left, American 142nd. Yeah, but if you sold it to every pilot in the country, what the heck?
And I'm sure airline pilots want to listen to that crap when they're on their time off.
You know what you could do, though? You could hook up with one of these training video people like King Videos and do airplane radio lingo instruction.
I prefer porno, though, really.
Okay, porno. Maybe you can do porno. All right, well, Gerald, again, another nice voice, nice guy, and thank you for the call.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
See, he's got the y'all.
Holy cow.
Deep voice guys have a little of that homespun kind of thing.
Kind of makes you feel like a girly man, doesn't it, when these guys talk to you?
Not kind of. Talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, he could have a TV show, and then just that first show, you'd call it a pilot, huh?
TV show. Pilot. Yeah. I see what you did there. You're
good,
Larry.
I,
you've been listening to the show too long.
let me tell you, AM station, worse. 1430?
WRTH.
Yeah, I tell you, but the only funny thing, they'll brag about classic country, and then they'll play an Elvis song like Heartbreak Hotel. But anyway, it's still
anyway.
Jim Reeves. And all kinds of stuff.
But Elvis actually was considered country and won some country music.
Oh, covers. Yeah. He done 84 country songs.
Yeah.
Not all his stuff was rock and roll, you know.
Now, Larry, are you a trucker by chance?
No. I sound like a trucker.
The way you talk, yeah, I hear you on a CB radio.
I don't think it sounds like a trucker.
I used to have a CB radio.
I did.
Yeah, Breaker 19. Yeah.
Anybody else think it sounds like a trucker?
I do. Yeah. That's
a lot of fun. Yeah. Had a lot of fun there.
Joe's
years
coming
ago.
In.
Me too, Larry.
Uh-huh.
Karen's an idiot.
I am not.
I used to live down in Potosi, so I had a long ways to drive if I go down and visit my folks on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's a good story.
Yeah.
He and I are having a conversation about CB radios while you all are over there calling it
boring.
Oh, that's country, you all.
That's right.
Sure is.
He's talking you all. I mean, country gal.
That's well, right.
Larry, thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Cut him off. I didn't mean to do that. Who's up next? I think it's Frank. Hello, Frank.
Good afternoon, Frank.
How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
And how can we help you?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I have a couple situations. Number one, I'm a gardener.
Okay.
And number two, I have a CB handle. By the way, it's Beaver Hunter.
Okay.
And I'm blind, unfortunately, at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not doing too much good gardening.
What do you mean by that, at this time?
I had a cornea transplant. I got a ptosis or something where the eye gets smaller. It might not come back. It might come back for a little while and then die 6 months later, one of them things.
When did you have the transplant?
2 months ago. But I had one a year before. It failed.
Really?
Got a little eyesight, then lost it. Got a little more, lost it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm happy. I'm a happy type of guy. You know, I can get over this.
So are you totally blind?
No, I can see my hand in front of my face, but I can't watch TV, so I'm always listening to your radio shows.
Well, this cornea transplant thing has always interested me. Are they going to take another run at it, or are you going to try it again if you can? I mean,
they said that if they tried it, it would make it go worse faster, so they have to leave it alone and hope that something comes back.